Good morning, everyone. Well, it's been a bleak end to the 2015 financial year on the Australian Stock Exchange. As the financial year ended yesterday, the ASX 200 was 1.2% above where it was at the start of July 2014, but that's still one of the worst performances in recent years. While the ongoing anxiety over the Greek debt crisis has not helped, the market has also been hit by what has been a dire year for Australia's mining and energy stocks. A US federal appeals court has ruled that Apple conspired to fix the prices of electronic books along with publishers. In a majority vote, the court said Apple broke antitrust laws when it entered the e-book market that was then dominated by Amazon. Several publishers such as HarperCollins, Penguin, Hachette and Simon & Schuster were also involved in the conspiracy. The US Justice Department said the price collusion meant that prices for some e-books rose by up to $5. To the global markets, and those worries about Greece are having a bit of a mixed response on the global markets. Wall Street posted some modest gains. The Dow ended 23 points higher. The Nasdaq gained 28 points, while the S&P 500 was up 0.3%. But in London, the FTSE hit its lowest level since the start of the year, falling 1.5%. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $59 a barrel. Tapis crude is at $63 a barrel. And gold is trading at $1,172 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying 77 US cents, 69 euro cents and 49 pence sterling.